B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Listen, if you mess up and you have to apologize for what you did, just say I'm sorry and keep it moving. Whether it's an email, whatever your intentions are, whether even if you have an explanation for it, just say I'm sorry and keep it moving because you don't want to end up in this situation. Pebbles is highly upset right now.
Well, I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, this is the story about a guy who he went to Wendy's and he said he got really bad service at it twice. Mm-hmm. So he sent a letter. He complained to their corporate office about, you know, via email, and he received an email back from the district manager, which, you know, in part it read, not an excuse.
Gosh.
But.
Not an excuse, but the town of Wareham has little to no talent pool to hire from. This is an ongoing issue in that area. He could have stopped it right there.
And that still would have been a problem.
Right. But he kept going and he said, we're constantly interviewing and hiring any and all qualified candidates. Unfortunately, those candidates are hard to come by as most are recovering addicts and we cannot hire them.
Where do we start?
Well,
so I grew up in Wareham.
Yes.
And let's just say that the number one thing we need to throw out there was that this was not a professional response. It absolutely was not. That's not how you respond to a customer by, you know, I'm not giving an excuse, but here's the excuse.
You don't think the attempt was there
no.
to make it a professional
Listen,
response?
If I were the manager of Wendy's, I probably would have, you know, said, even if you want to put something about the hiring, maybe you just say, keep it general and say, you know, we've had some hiring issues.
Yeah.
And leave it at that. You don't have to get specific about the entire town and talk about recovering addicts. And then you say, you know, here are some free meal coupons, you know, because a lot of times that solves a lot of problems with people.
Yeah, man.
Or you ask, do you have any suggestions or whatever? But the way that he handled it to like completely talk about recovering addicts and, you know, and which is, I mean, I have questions because I don't know the legality of it, but are you not allowed to hire recovering addicts? And how do you know they're recovering addicts, or are you just assuming they are?
Well, somebody did send us a message on Facebook and said that's a HIPAA violation. You're not allowed to ask somebody if they are recovering addicts. So how does this person know that they are recovering addicts? So that's a good question right there. And just because, I'll throw in Pebbles to kind of like back you on what you said about being professional. Just because a letter is written grammatically correct and with no cursing doesn't automatically make it professional.
The bar is low.
Like, because people are defending this, saying, well, it truly hurts. Like, a lot of people are defending it.
Well, I'm not defending like what he said, but I'm defending in, do you think, I don't think that he sent the letter out just to trash people, like in a mean way. I think
the intent wasn't to be an ass.
Yeah,
no.
I think the intent was to be professional.
It did come off not that way.
Yeah, it didn't come off that way, but I think the intent was that. I don't think the guy was meaning to trash.
But to say that a whole town...
Yeah, I mean,
pool in this town.
Right,
my family, I have many family members there. I have a lot of friends there. I go there every single weekend. I know there are a lot of great people in Wareham. And for him to just like to do that is ridiculous.
Can any of them take a basket of frozen fries and dip them in some grease?
Ooh,
because
spicy chicken nuggets.
Right now they're looking, apparently.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.